We'll dive beyond the headlines with Peter Dykstra of the DailyClimate.org and Environmental Health News. He's on the line from Conyers, Georgia. Hi there, Peter. Boo.
Happy Halloween, Steve.
Huh. Well, so what's in your goodie bag this week?
Let's frighten the children with the flurry of peer-reviewed studies out recently. First, a little national security-based climate research from MIT and Loyola Marymount University in the journal Nature Climate Change. Within decades, temperature increases in the Middle East could make major cities, including the holy city of Mecca, virtually unlivable, and the region potentially more unstable.
Now that's some scary stuff. Have you got any more like that?
Two more. Economists from Stanford and Cal Berkeley published in the journal Nature on links they see between rising temperatures and damaged economies. Their study says climate change will also exacerbate the gaps between the world's rich and poor nations and people. And finally, from our house of academic horrors, the World Health Organization released a much-anticipated report in which they say that red meats are a probable carcinogen and processed meats are as certain a carcinogen as tobacco. But as is often the case with reports like this one, there's some pushback on the level of cancer risk and just exactly how much delicious bacon you'd need to eat to face such a risk.
And you can find links to these studies and some pushback and all our news on our website, loe.org. So what's next?
Last Friday, President Obama and the EPA published their new clean air rules, and they're being met with shrieks of horror from energy-reliant states and a few states that maybe just don't like President Obama and the EPA all that much. A total of 27 states filed suit to block the new regs, and New Jersey became the 27th as Governor Christie wanted to help with the legal roadblock. But some legal experts see the litigation as a sort of government mischief night, with little chance of sidelining the clean air rules. As if to underscore that point, many of the 27 litigious states are already making plans to comply with the very rules they're fighting in court.
Hmm. Now, every week we take a trip back through environmental history. What's on the calendar this week?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about one of the great human interest whale stories of our time, the three gray whales trapped in the Arctic ice off Alaska. But this week is the 30th anniversary of another great whale story. Remember Humphrey, the humpback whale?
Of course. Humphrey swam into San Francisco Bay and then all the way up the Sacramento River before turning around.
And in the process became a rock star with a blowhole, all for making a few wrong turns. Humphrey first garnered attention after swimming under the Golden Gate Bridge. Then, after checking out San Francisco Bay, he turned up the Sacramento River into increasingly fresher, shallower water. No place for a 40-ton marine mammal. Media hovered, crowds gathered, and marine mammal rescuers banged pipes and tried everything to steer Humphrey back to the sea until finally, 67 miles inland, Humphrey turned around, leaving a media frenzy and a couple of children's books in his wake.
And as we often ask of vanished celebrities, where is he now?
Well, Humphrey returned in 1990, beaching himself in San Francisco Bay, and he had to be rescued off a mudflat by the Coast Guard. But he wasn't spotted again after 1991. They can identify individual humpback whales by the markings on their tail flukes and flippers, but I have a theory on how they knew Humphrey was a male.
Oh, what's that?
Well, a guy would be totally incapable of stopping to ask directions, right? Not peer-reviewed, but I think it's pretty obvious.
You should have seen that one coming. Peter Dykstra is with EHN.org. That's Environmental Health News, and the DailyClimate.org. Thanks, Peter. We'll talk soon.
All right, Steve. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon.